barreled closer to imposing tariffs on all Mexican imports as high-stakes negotiations at the White House failed to immediately resolve President Trump's demand that Mexico prevent a surge of Central American migrants from flowing across the southwestern border. Mr. Trump declared on Wednesday evening on Twitter that, quote, not nearly enough progress had been made, and warned that if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level will begin on Monday, with monthly increases as per schedule, unquote. New figures released Wednesday showed that illegal border crossings have risen to a 7-year high, underscoring the roots of the president's rage. But political resistance to Mr. Trump's tariff threat has also intensified, with skeptical Republican senators asking to hear directly from the president before he takes an action that could shake the economies of both countries. Mr. Trump, traveling in Europe, had insisted earlier that he was not bluffing, but he also predicted that Mexico would make a deal to avert a series of escalating surcharges on its products. Marcelo Ebrard, the Mexican foreign minister, met Wednesday afternoon for 2 hours with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, hoping to convince Mr. Trump's top advisors that Mexico is working aggressively to protect the border. In his tweet just after 6:30 p.m., the president said that talks with Mexico had ended for the day and would resume on Thursday. There was no indication that Mr. Trump would be satisfied by anything short of direct evidence that Mexico had completely ended the flow of migration through its country. The president has repeatedly railed in private and public about what he considers to be a failure of Mexican authorities. He has set a deadline of June 10th, saying he will use broad emergency powers to begin taxing all Mexican goods at 5% and to increase the tax to 25% by October if illegal crossings do not completely end, a feat that diplomats, politicians, and immigration experts said is wildly unrealistic. During the White House meeting, which lasted about 90 minutes, Mexican officials described for their counterparts the steps they have already taken to reduce the flow of migration, including deploying additional troops to the border with Guatemala and beefing up the fight against organized crime, according to a senior Trump administration official.